Good morning, everybody. Toda Rabba. Today's little shir is Lulei Nishmas, Rav Chaim Abba Ben Yecheskel Kohen, May Netzashama Have Aliyah, and a Gishmak Gan Eden. Amen. All righty, so we're back into the Chovetz Chovavos. Perek Sheni, he's going to go through seven things. If you're going to trust in someone, he's going to say, full-heartedly, that you could rely on him for everything that you possibly could ever need. You need certain, you know, characteristics. You need to have certain things for sure that this guy holds inside himself that you can really trust him. And the first one he says, "Achaz mehem is a rachma mechem abahava." This person, right, if you're going to really trust him, he has to be loving and compassionate, like a parent to a child who constantly forgives and forgives and forgives. You know, if I do you a favor, right, Yosef, if I do you a favor, and then, actually, let's switch it around. If you ask me to do a favor for you, and I do a favor for you, and then a few days later you come back, right, and I ask you for a favor, and then you say, "No, no." And then a few days later you come back and ask me for a favor again, what am I going to say? No. If I did a favor for you, you didn't return the favor, I'm not going to go do a second favor to you. But parents a lot of times do that, right? We turn our backs on our parents. We don't listen to them many times over and over and over again. But yet they always support us and give us what we need. Why? There's only one answer, really. Because, hopefully, it's because they love us. And that's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Well, first of all, sidebar, what is love, right? Love is not just, you know, if you like the person because he's cool or good looking. It's not just about, you know, the what they give to you. Of course, it's what you give to them, right? If you constantly give to someone, I feel like it's like you're putting a little piece of yourself inside of them. And if you don't like someone, I heard once, and I've used it twice in my life on two people, but I'm not going to say who they are. Two people I did not like. And I heard a good advice. If you don't like someone, constantly give them. Give them gifts, give them things. Eventually, just somehow, magically, you're gonna start to like them. If you give to someone, you start to love them. But also, true love is appreciating someone's qualities, right? Despite their shortcomings, despite any disagreements, you constantly are weathering the storm with them, appreciating their qualities. But back to the Chovetz Levavos, right? The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, right? Constantly, we are, you know, not doing exactly what He wants from us, yet He supports us and He gives us everything that you have, from your sneakers to your yarmulke and everything in between, right? There's only one possible reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be there for us. And that's because He loves us. And He only wants to do chesed, right? He quotes a pasuk. I think that's what I have written here, right? Even other people's chesed that they do to you, he writes, the kol rachamim v'achemla shiyu mezulas alav, all this other, you know, compassion, whoever gives it to you, you experience, kulam heima rachmei akel v'chemlase. They're all really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion and love. Really interesting, right? If you go to and I'm going to say a story soon about to TSA, right? And you put on your luggage and it's, you know, a little bit overweight, and the biggest smile comes on their face and they're like, "Your bag is overweight," you know? They get super excited and they let you go. That compassion that showed to you, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes a pasuk in Devarim that proves it, or, you know, not proves it, but supports it. It's talking about an Ir Anidachas, where if a city was doing bad things and the tzaddikim tried to, you know, assist them to do tshuva, nothing works, you destroy him, you kill him all. And you may think, I don't want to go start killing people. If I start killing people, it's going to play with my head. I'm going to become a bad guy. You know, your actions, your midos follow your actions. If I'm going to start killing everyone, I'm going to become a ruthless, you know, person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't worry. V'nasan lecha rachamim. I'm going to give you rachamim. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry. It's not going to affect you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to zap you, sort of sense, with a feeling of rachamim. And similarly, we daven every day at the end of Berchas HaShachar. We say, utnenu hayoyim uvechol yoyim. Give to us today and every day. L'cheinu l'ches rachamim be'einecha. In Hashem's eyes, please let us, you know, find favor in your eyes. But then we say, ube'enu kol re'enu. And in the eyes of everyone who sees us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have a little bit of influence on how, you know, people feel towards you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't play a role in other people's compassion towards you, then why are you asking him that you should find that favor in all these people's eyes? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, you know, plant a seed in other people's heads, you know, to have compassion. And that happened to me once in a very specific story, amazing story. I was in Rome with my T4, but I was in Rome with my wife, and it was a Thursday night. We came for a little vacation while we were living in Israel, and it was during the COVID times, and I took one of these rapid tests, came to the, you know, the front desk by the TSA, and they said, nope, you need to have a full 24-hour, I forget what they were called, a full, you know, 24-hour test. And I said, oh, but I saw online, it's a rapid, and I was showing him, I even got an immunization form, and I got one of the shots, and it's a different story for a different time. And this lady was, you know, I don't know, maybe she was a little anti-Semitic, and she did not let me go. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I have my wife, a kid, the suitcases. I had nowhere to stay for Shabbos. The only one other thing I had possibly to do, this lady was not letting me go. I left, and I went back in line. I was hoping to meet someone else. And I got up into the front, and I get this a different woman. And I see from the corner of my eye, this lady who I met first starts running over to this TSA agent and says, don't let him go. He doesn't have the proper, you know, COVID tests. And she walks away. And I had in my mind, I said, I'm going to talk to this TSA agent, but I'm not thinking about her. I'm looking in her eyes, but I'm talking to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I really want to get back to Eretz Yisrael. I have my wife here. I have suitcases. I have nowhere to be for the weekend. Please let me go. And I'm talking to this woman, but I'm really talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let me go. The lady says, leave your bag here, take your tickets, and run. Before this other lady could come back and you know, cause more problems, me and my wife, we take our suitcases, and we run away. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, if you're looking for it, whether it's a cop or a TSA agent or anyone or a boss, a raise, Yadamat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you want. He is the ultimate decider. And one more thing, talking about Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and noticing that everything that he has is all love. The Tosfos Rid asks a question, a classic question about on the night of Seder, right? We say, thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but classic, Hashem put us in there. Why are you thanking him, right? If I break your bones and I put them back together, you're not going to thank me for it, right? So why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim? So the Tosfos Rid says something marvelous, which I really think could really change your life. He goes, because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world on mishpat, on justice. Oh, you want X, Y, and Z? Well, let's see if you deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. I can't give it to you. Sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, he loves you so much, he wants to give it to you. So, he sends you something bad in order that he could be like, oh my gosh, look at my little yingele. I have such compassion, such love for him. He's in so much pain. I'm going to give him this thing, right? Something that seems bad happens? No, it's not really bad. The Chafetz Chaim says nothing bad happens. Bitter things happen. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, you know, hardships in our lives only because he loves us so much so he could give us even more shefa than we really deserve.